This is Dr. Darren Imerino.
This is Chad Tuttle, and we're with Hybrid EdTech Productions.
Today we're going to be discussing Plato's understanding of ethics and politics. In order to understand these topics, we actually need to discuss the nature of the soul first. Now, Plato goes into the nature of the soul in a few of his different dialogues, and he famously breaks the soul up into three parts. So, there's going to be the rational part of the soul, the courageous part, and then the desirous, we could say, part of the soul. All right? And the soul is unique and important because it's understood as self-initiated motion. That's how he's going to really define the soul. And that's weird. Why? What does that even mean? Why does that matter?
And how does it differ from what we call mind?
Well, actually, let's flip that for a second. How does it differ from matter? Because that seems to be the key concern for Plato, is that it being self-initiated motion, it's unlike matter, which is put in motion by, let's say, something else, some other force, or by the mind, as you said, or by the soul. That what he's trying to show is that it's like, look, the soul is not slave to the body, if you will. Like, it's, that's not the way it is. Maybe it's sort of entombed in a sense, caught in the body, but the soul is the master. The soul is immortal.